The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. Lauren Uran is here. It's time for another edition of the Inside Connection, and she's in the Metropolitan Window video screen. You can click on kdkradio.com, click on KDK Watch, and you can go to their Facebook page where we're always streaming the show as well. So we've got you covered, and of course, KDK 100.1 FM, AM 1020, and that Odyssey app, you can download it. It's absolutely free. So as we begin this enrollment period, known as open enrollment or general enrollment until March 31st, before we do anything today, just explain the difference between the annual enrollment in the fall up until December 7th and where we are right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. And before I even do that, I just want to tell everybody that is out there listening today, if you don't need to be on the roads, please don't be, at least until they get them kind of cleaned up there. So that snow came down pretty fast, and my journey in was a little bit more of a white knuckle than I like to typically have on a Saturday morning. So everybody be safe. Everybody, you know, Rob's got a good lineup for you today. So stay in, stay cozy, stay warm, and listen to Rob all day. So we're in the open enrollment period right now. So that is January 1st through March 31st. During this time, it's called the MAOEP, which stands for Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period. And what that means is if you are on a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to make a change to another Medicare Advantage plan or leave Medicare Advantage completely and go back to original Medicare, maybe enroll into a supplement and a prescription drug plan, now is your time to do so. And today's topic is really going to revolve around the open enrollment period. And talking about some different changes that are going to be coming to us this year, where there were some folks out there who maybe had something called extra help I'm going to talk about today, or medical assistance, where they were able to kind of change throughout the year. It was called a special enrollment period. But this year, that's going to change a lot. So a lot of folks on Medicare who maybe in the past had opportunities to change throughout the year outside of the open enrollment period window may not be able to do so. So, you know, as we always say, give us a call, 888-818-6334, to talk to a live representative standing by for your scenario. Only takes about 30 minutes to compare a plan, but for some people that were able to change in the past even, they may be locked in come March 31st. So it's really important, if you haven't reviewed those benefits, to do so now. And, you know, we were talking about the difference between open enrollment versus annual enrollment. And the annual enrollment period was in the fall. So we have that October 15th through December 7th timeframe. And that's when everybody really on Medicare can change your plans. So a lot of people that are on a Medigap or a Medicare supplement have a standalone prescription drug plan in addition to that. And that's the time of year that you can actually, you know, reevaluate and change those products. So, you know, if you haven't made that change, you're locked until next annual enrollment period next fall.
All right. So let's begin. We always like to have a little small talk, from this day in history, trivia, and more. But I want to remind you that they are there, 888-818-6334. Always those live advisors until noon. And if you want to schedule an appointment, you can do that. And it's always absolutely no charge to you. So where would you like to begin? How about this day in history?
Sounds good to me.
Go right
ahead. All right. So back all the way in 1898, an explosion in Havana Harbor in Cuba sinks the USS Maine, killing approximately 274 of the ship's crew and catapulting the start of the Spanish-American War.
On this date, what else?
1933, an assassination attempt on FDR strikes an unintended recipient, Mayor Anton Cermak of Chicago, leading to his death approximately 3 weeks later.
And in 1965, on this date,
Canada adopts a new flag, the one we're all accustomed to, the red and white maple leaf.
And tonight, of course, Team Canada and Team USA, four-nation face-off, 8 o'clock. Sidney Crosby, for all of you that love Sidney, and I do, he's representing Canada. Every time he has been on a Team Canada team as captain, they've never lost. They're 22-0. So something to think about as Team Canada goes against Team USA.
And we're
going
to get to it a little bit later, but there's also a penguin that had a birthday today. So we'll shout that out in a few.
Okay.
1978, Leon Spinks defeated Muhammad Ali, becoming the heavyweight boxing champion of the world today.
Very sad day for me back then, because I was, and I love Leon and Michael, both from St. Louis, have a little bit of a family connection there, but I loved Muhammad Ali. So that was a very sad day, but Muhammad did come back to regain the title.
And when I was writing this script and I saw that, you know, I'm not the sports history,
right,
you know,
yeah.
And I saw that and I thought of you because I was like, I know Rob will know what
I'm
talking about.
I remember actually physically crying. And,
wow.
and Leon was an Olympic gold medalist. His brother was a gold medalist. They were coming off in 1976. It was fantastic. And I love Leon Spinks. And what he did was absolutely incredible. But when you have a childhood hero like that, you know, it kind of hurts a little bit.
Absolutely. Understood. In 2003, the largest peace demonstration in history takes place over 600 cities worldwide to protest the Iraq war. An estimated 8 to 30 million people participate.
Wow.
So
where do you come up with all this good stuff?
I look at a lot of different sites, and then I will look at, you know, Wikipedia. I'll look at Britannica has a nice site. I look at a handful of sites, and then I start going down one of those rabbit holes, right? And I start researching about people. You know, some of it is history I like, or again, I think would spark your interest
well. It always
does. Then I try to read the backstories of the history that I do put in there, so I kind of am a little aware.
Only you will appreciate this. Guess what I watched last night? In fact, I was up way too late, but that was the only time that I could actually carve out to watch this movie.
Uh-huh.
The new Bridget Jones movie.
Did you?
Listen,
was it good?
Boy meets, what is it, Mad About the Boy. Bridget Jones, of course, Renee Zellweger. First one in 2001, and they're saying this may be the last installment. It's streaming right now on Peacock.
I got to check that out today.
It was tremendous.
Wonderful.
Because this character, as you know, a real person with flaws, ups and down. And obviously, Colin Firth, who was she married to, had their children. Everyone knows he dies, and she's kind of a widow now. Everybody knows that going in. Hugh Grant is absolutely fantastic. I hope somehow they do at least one more, because that'll pretty much be the bookend, because she'll go from where I am kind of now to that, really, that stage in someone's life, you know, post-working and what have you, kids kind of grown up. Because I believe young people are going to be able to use this to help them get through different stages in their life. I think it's going to be educational. Renee Zellweger, obviously Judy Garland's story, she won the Academy Award.
Yeah.
She was tremendous in that. This young lady from Texas has an English accent that still amazes me. And then she's on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon saying, "You all." She's just such an incredible actress. But if you really love a good kind of romance type of just real life story that is fictional, but it has all the moving parts. And if you love the British culture as I do, you're going to love this Bridget Jones, of course, Mad About the Boy.
That'll be my weekend plans right there, Rob.
And text me after you see it.
You're
going to love it.
I'll let you know for
all
sure.
Right, go ahead.
Notable birthdays today. Back all the way in 1564, Galileo, the famous Italian astronomer, physicist, and mathematician, is born. In 1951, now 74 today, actress Jane Seymour. 1954, turning 71 today, Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons. Today would have been Chris Farley's birthday.
As they're ready to celebrate 50 years of Saturday Night Live tomorrow night in primetime.
Can't wait to see that
A lot of star power.
We got a lot of movies to watch and shows to watch this weekend.
Listen, I've been so busy. That's the first time I could actually sit down instead of piecemealing things. I haven't watched television in months, so I'm telling you, it was definitely worth the time. It was just a really touching movie.
Perfect day for it, too.
Yep.
And then our penguin, right, turning 53 today, Jaromir Jagr.
Still playing hockey.
Absolutely.
Amazing. All right, trivia question. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell you that you're going to get a $15 Get-Go gas card, but you got to be the right caller with the right answer by calling 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. And the question is,
who was the first televised president?
I don't know. I think I know, but I don't want to say it because it'll probably spoil it. But what wasn't in my lifetime, but close. Very close.
So who was the first televised president is our trivia question.
That's not who I was thinking.
Was it not?
No, it was not. Really?
Absolutely. And I've got a little blurb about it on the next page, too, if you want to read ahead.
That's incredible. See, I learned. I did not. I would have never guessed that. All right. So here's what you're going to do. If you think you know who was the first televised president, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Before we go to break, a little bit of business. How much aftershock, meaning this Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole, how many people have been calling you? Because as we mentioned at the end of last year, you're going to be noticing some prescription prices, those life-sustaining prescriptions that you need on a monthly basis that you take daily, and how the price was going to go up. Has that been a big deal for you guys?
Yeah, we've absolutely been getting calls. And in all honesty, Rob, I don't think that's going to just be something that happens. Hey, it's January. Hey, it's February. People have 90-day supplies. So the hit of that is going to go on through the end of March, which, again, if you haven't filled your prescriptions yet this year and you want to kind of get some information of what that's going to look like this year for you, I think it's really, really smart to do that ahead of time, especially if your fill is due in March, because March 31st, the end of open enrollment. So if there's something you don't like about it, if you wait till after March, you might not have time to change.
All right. So what you need to do, you need to listen closely now, because these are these seminars that are free, but you have to register. 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. But we also have a webinar to tell you about as well, too, and something very special on February 22nd. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So our seminars, February 18th, these will all be at 6 p.m. One will be at the UPMC Plain Connect Center in Monroeville, off Go Mile Highway, kind of Plum Monroeville area. February 25th at 6 p.m., the Mutual Aid Ambulance Service in Greensburg, off of West Otterman Street. And March 5th, 6 p.m. will be at the Quality Inn in New Kensington. And also, we got a few other things going on. So February 19th, if, again, the weather's not looking good outside, or maybe you like things from the comfort of your own home, you can tune into a live webinar on February 19th. So we have two time frames for that, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. You can register online or give us a call, 888-818-6334, to register for any of these. And lastly, Sean asked me to plug this, but he's going to be hosting an event February 22nd at 10 a.m. Everything you wanted to know about Medicare but were afraid to ask. And this is going to be an information session, kind of very similar to our register seminars. You can register to attend. Call us now, 888-818-6334. And that's going to be at Chrisley Park Methodist Church in McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Also, on the other side of the break, we'll get that trivia question answered and the unique twist to it. I'm reading ahead. This is pretty fascinating. Also, Lauren's going to be talking about that client experience department that we're so proud of at MediConnect. The Inside Connection continues on a wintry Saturday morning at KDK with your Pride Pack.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I do believe we have a winner, and I'm so glad, because we get to tell the entire story, or as the late, great Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. So the winner is JJ from Pittsburgh. So who was the first president ever televised? And when I saw this, I'm like, it wasn't even invented. And he passed away, you know, what would have been in his third term in the mid-40s. So FDR.
FDR. And I think I know why you're thinking that way, too. So April 30th, 1939, FDR made his first appearance on television by a sitting president. He actually spoke televised at the New York World's Fair. But as I was reading about presidents and media and all these different things, you know, FDR was so well known for his radio and his fireside chats.
Right.
That he was so well known for that I think when you think FDR, you kind of
radio.
Think radio. But he actually was the first sitting president to be televised at the World's Fair in New York.
Listen, if you ever really want to read history, when history was being made every single second, read about the time that he was the president. Just amazing what he did. And basically, in the end, the exhaustion and obviously polio and all the things that he went through ended up taking his life. But he was a true patriot, FDR. Good stuff. Okay. And by the way, you know, he kind of started Social Security, too.
Yes, absolutely. He did.
Yep. So pretty good stuff there. And the March of Dimes. So a lot of good things. All right, here we go. Time to get going in our next segment. And she wants to talk about that client experience. Here she is, none other than Lauren Uran, your host of The Inside Connection.
So a little bit later today, we'll be talking about the open enrollment period further, right? That
yep.
We kind of opened up with. But today I did want to, I was, you know, kind of listening in on the last couple shows. And I know Sean and Lance have mentioned, but I'm going to be moving directions within our company. So I'm going to be moving to our client experience department, probably coming up in April here. So I know the past few weeks, Sean and Lance have kind of discussed how we will be bringing topics to the table here on the Inside Connection into the new year. And we're looking forward to supplying stories, information, and conversations from our departments. So Lance, our CEO, he's going to be bringing insight from the CEO's desk about the industry overall. Sean will be forging the path to community with how we can connect with the community through our MediConnect program called Community Connect. And Mark's going to continue to convey those live feed and stories from the field as associate sales manager. So over this next quarter, again, I'll be on my own journey within the company as I step into the role of director of client experience.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. And I'm excited. And I must say, you know, again, I'm looking forward to kind of combining some of my past experiences in my career with the culture and high standards of MediConnect to help further mold our client experience team. And one of the things that I'm most excited about truly is learning from our clients, because every time I do have an issue, a problem that I have to help solve, I learn from people. You know, you see what's important to folks. You see what hurdles they're jumping over. Sometimes when we're sitting down with somebody and presenting a plan and explaining how it works, you know, we all know what insurance companies can be like. And we know sometimes that maybe the blueprint of how it's supposed to work, they get a bill that doesn't match up with that. You know, whatever the case may be, we're going to help solve those problems. So I'm really looking forward to kind of learning a lot, because as long as I've been doing this and as many people as I've worked with, does not mean I by any means know everything, right? And we're going to see new things occur. And Medicare is always changing. We talk about that all the time. So with these changes come, again, questions, how do things work? So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm really looking forward to just rolling my sleeves up and really diving into those day-to-day issues that kind of face our consumers. And as I'm still having my hand in both departments until I fully make this move, I wanted to hear more from my client experience team members. So I asked Kirsten in our office for a recent situation of a client she helped. And I will say I love this. This week, actually, she had a client call in really, truly in tears, worried something awful had happened with their plan. It turned out they got new ID cards in the mail, a new plan, didn't even recall signing up for a plan. Just all of a sudden, hey, you have a new plan. Here's your enrollment letter. And I can't lie, I've definitely seen the situation transpire before. So we researched the situation and verified that she hadn't done any plan changes with us. So the plan had gone into effect and not yet gone into effect. So we were able to call the new plan with her and help her cancel that plan, which was in her best interest when it came to her medication and doctor's list. We did double check that to make sure, you know, the other plan that was starting wasn't a better match for her. So we were able to help her and assist her in getting that canceled. And we helped her call into Medicare and CMS because we wanted to say, hey, I never authorized an application. I never authorized that being submitted. So she's now back enrolled onto her plan. And it was funny because as I was talking to Kirsten about this and I was asking her for something, it was still kind of a pending scenario. And she ended up walking down the hall and we realized we had just resolved the situation. So pretty cool to see that in real time as well.
Good stuff.
And again, unfortunately, Rob, that's not my first time in my career that I've seen something like that. But what I do, however, here is that we have, you know, what I love is we have client experience. So whether it's a quick question about a benefit and how it's covered or how much your specialist copay is, right? Sometimes we go over all that information with you, but you don't need to use it, which is a good thing for quite a while. And then when you go to utilize it, you might have a question. And sometimes our representatives, they might be in an appointment helping another customer. So our client experience department is in office ready to assist throughout the day. We have our own line at MediConnect. So if you're a current MediConnect client and you just have questions about your coverage, please connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 888-805-3453, and we're live standing by Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And that number is different from our main line. But if you call into our main line, you have that number still in your phone. You can ask to be directed over to client experience, or again, give us a call, 888-805-3453. We'd love to just answer any questions, chit chat with you, see if you need anything for your plan. And also for any new MediConnect clients, we're going to be reaching out to introduce ourselves too. So as people enroll, you know, we'll be reaching out to say, hey, we're here from you. We're this resource that you have kind of in your back pocket, along with your representative that's assigned that you worked with to enroll into a plan. We're here to service you as well.
All right, good stuff. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. I'm going to let her run the seminars again because we're kind of getting up against a break. Webinar and information, and also a very special day Sean's going to be a part of. And then we'll kind of tell you how you can plug into all of it. But don't forget, those seminars are free, but you have to register. 888-818-6334. Representative standing by until noon today, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Okay.
All right. So February 18th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the UPMC Health Plan Connect Center on Golden Mile Highway in Monroeville. February 25th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Mutual Aid Ambulance Service Incorporated on West Otterman Street in Greensburg. And March 4th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Quality Inn on Tarentum Bread Street in New Kensington. So all of those will be live. Also, February 19th, we have two times for you, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for a live webinar. You can register online or give us a call. And lastly, February 22nd, which is a Saturday, 10 a.m., everything you wanted to know about Medicare, but we're afraid to ask, informational session. And that's going to be at Chrisley Park Methodist Church in McKeesport.
All right, just whet their appetite a little bit. As many of you may know, currently in the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Now, during this period, which spans from January 1st to March 31st, consumers enrolled in Medicare Advantage can choose to either change to another Medicare Advantage plan or leave Medicare Advantage and go back to original Medicare with a prescription drug plan. So just kind of talk just a little bit about that, then we'll go to break and we'll pick it up on the other side.
Yeah, so we're in that Medicare open enrollment period, and that is the time where folks can change their plan. We've been talking about this all quarter long, you know, walking into this quarter, but I think what's really important, the message I want to drive home today, is that there are some folks that get certain levels of assistance that years past, as long as I've been doing this, have been able to change maybe quarterly or monthly if there's a problem with their coverage or if they need to evaluate different benefits. And that is not going to be the case for a lot of folks walking into 2025. So some people that have kind of rested assured, hey, I have the rest of the year, I can make a plan change if I needed to, I don't need to review my benefits. There's some changes to that, and it is not going to be as easy to change after that March 31st.
All right, again, we're going to take a break. Now, look, if you're out there and you have a question, you want to call in, but we always remind you, do not talk about who your healthcare provider is, but if you have a general question you want answered, you need to call us right now, because we like to spend at least one or two segments on the program answering your calls in real time. And I kind of set the stage as far as why we're in this open enrollment period, this general enrollment period, if you will, till March 31st. So if you have any questions about, you know, Advantage plans, or maybe wanting to go back to a original Medicare, good, bad, indifferent, whatever it may be, whatever works best for you, we're here to help. So call us, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and we have those live advisors. Every single week we are on the air from the time we take to the airwaves a little after the news at 9, right up until noon. They are there waiting for you, and you can set up an appointment with them, and I can't stress this enough. There is never a charge for their services at MediConnect. Never a charge. Not a single cent comes out of your pocket. You can call them at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And for everything that is MediConnect, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. And by the way, we're streaming this live right now, KDKRadio.com. Click on KDK Watch. And it's Lauren Uran. It's your Pratt Pack. Coming up in just a couple of moments, Rob Taylor with a news update at 9:30. And then we're right back at it. And we're going to continue to talk more about this period that is the open enrollment period through March 31st. And if you have any questions, call us right now. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you want to reach them, and they're there right now until noon today, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are back. MediConnect, the inside connection. Lauren Uran is hosting today. I want to remind everyone, if you want to make an appointment with them, you can do it right now, and there's never a charge for their services. We have live advisors until noon, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Back to Lauren Uran and more of the inside connection, MediConnect on KDKA. Lauren.
And Rob, we've had a lot of changes to Medicare for the year 2025, one of which was the removal of the donut hole and capping medication spend at $2,000 per recipient, which is really good for people that have very expensive medications. But for some folks, you know, if it's a tier three, tier four medication, you're paying a little bit more upfront. You might have a deductible on your plan. So you're showing up to the pharmacy, and you were asking me this at the beginning of the show, you know, are we getting those calls? Yes, we sure are. You know, people showing up to the pharmacy and a little bit surprised, where the donut hole kind of used to hit later in the year, they're getting hit a little bit more up front. So I think, again, we're going to continue to see that up through people filling 90 days supplies all the way through March 31st. So if you haven't filled those medications and you do have a medication, especially that puts you into the donut hole in years past, I would say give us a call, schedule a review, because we want to make sure you're not getting hit with that massive deductible if that is the case for you. And we've been talking about this change quite a while, but there is another change coming. there are certain programs out there that assist with medication costs. One is a federal program, and that's referred to as low-income subsidy or extra help. And I'd like to spend some time today talking about the changes in enrollment periods for these consumers, as well as consumers that are what's called dual eligible, meaning they have both Medicare and medical assistance. So if you receive Medicare and Medicaid, you actually typically automatically gain this extra help, is what we refer to it as, or low income subsidy. And basically what it does is it's a discount to your medications, and it could be a discount to your premium, depending on the type of plan that you're on. And for all those individuals, basically the federal government says, hey, we're going to give you assistance towards your prescriptions and possibly your plan premium. And many D-SNP plans, meaning dual eligible in the area, that's for people on Medicare and Medicaid, they actually even offer some benefits that might even have a $0 copay for these consumers as an additional benefit. So even though they get that extra help, they might even pay zero if they're on a certain type of plan for their medication costs. So, you know, a lot of people might have medical assistance, don't realize they have this extra help. But in past years, these consumers, whether extra help or dual income, dual eligible, they had additional special enrollment periods, which meant they could change their plans outside of the more general periods like annual enrollment in the fall and open enrollment, which is now. And this is one thing that is changing in 2025. So while these consumers can still elect to utilize Medicare Advantage open enrollment right now in this first quarter, additional changes throughout the year will not be available unless there is a change to one's assistance level, be it Medicaid or extra help. So in the past, just qualifying for these programs and being enrolled on them gave one the ability to oftentimes change their plans throughout the year. Back when I started in this industry, it was actually a monthly election where they could change their plans every month. And then a couple years ago, it went down to a quarterly change. So you could once a quarter change, except for the last quarter, there were some guidelines there. But this year, unless like, hey, you changed levels or you gained Medicaid or you lost Medicaid or gained extra help or lost extra help, if you're just enrolled in the program and there's been no change, you may not have that ability to change your plans throughout the year. So if you will, my big public service announcement today is if you fall into this category and you are someone that typically has been able to change plans any time of the year, that may not be the case for you this year. So if you're receiving extra help and or medical assistance in addition to your Medicare, I urge you to review your options now. There's about a month and a half left in the open enrollment period. Even if you've been happy with your plan, but want to see what other options are out there. Remember, these plans change so often. And for folks that are getting extra help or low income subsidy, in addition again to that lower prescription drug, one of the other benefits is some of the plans available could have a discounted premium. And that's where we'd have to put in your zip code, see your level of extra help to determine if you would have a discount. So every plan and every person can be a little different. And there's never a cost or obligation to review your plan with us at MediConnect. So I would say do yourself a favor, set up 30-minute plan review so you know your options. Because there might be a plan that costs a little bit more money, you know, from a premium standpoint, but maybe it has lower copays, more robust benefits than you're getting right now on your current coverage. And again, after March 31st, you might not be able to change into a plan if something medical does arise. And that's the same for those that are dual eligible or receiving Medicare and Medicaid. In the past years, you may have been able to change your plan quarterly or even monthly, but this may no longer be the case unless you've had a change or you're going to a certain type of plan. There's a lot of changes here. So make sure you're enrolled into the right D-SNP plan for you. Because again, the D-SNP plans, those benefits can be very robust, right? Because you have Medicare and medical assistance both pitching in to the bucket to pay copays. So for a lot of medical services, typically on a D-SNP plan, you have low to no copays. So that those plans, shopping for those is kind of all about the extra benefits. And those plans, again, change every year. So we want to make sure you're getting the most out of those benefits that you have a right to get, like dental, vision, hearing. Those things aren't covered by original Medicare over the counter. Very common on the dual special needs plans, as well as transportation and things that might help that population to get to the doctor, get their prescriptions, things of that nature.
All
The hour is flying by. We have another segment, and we're going to take that break in a couple of more minutes. But before we do, I want her to kind of finish up this segment, a couple of other things she wants to talk about. Then we're going to roll the seminars. But I do want you to know, if you're listening and you say, look, I got to get in there, I got to make an appointment, you can do it now. You don't have to wait till Monday. We have live advisors until noon, every week, 9 until noon. Great service. Love it. You can call them at 888-818-6334. So before you roll the seminars, a couple of notes in this segment, and then we'll come back and wrap up the hour. What else?
Well, again, so I think my biggest message here today is just if you have that extra help from the federal government where they help you with your prescriptions, or you have Medicaid and Medicare, traditionally, historically, you were able to change through other times. So this open enrollment period is now kind of the time for not just, you know, folks that aren't receiving any assistance, but folks that are receiving assistance too. In the past, they've had this ability to change. Really important that you're, you know, checking those benefits. I know a lot of times we say, hey, you can change throughout the year. We can look at things. Not going to be the case in 2025.
I think the whole idea and why it's kind of like stretched out and it's kind of overlapped from one to the other, because there are so many people that have so many different needs. And that's what you have to do. You have to be able to give them an opportunity to fix those needs.
So many different needs. The plans change. And like also one of my biggest things that I see, you know, not the most, but often enough is that, hey, you review your coverage in October. Everything looks good to go. You want to stay where you're at. And then all of a sudden January comes. Go to your annual visit and maybe there's a new medication prescribed. Maybe and during that interim you've had a change in your medical situation and you need a different type of coverage. Maybe that coverage isn't going to work for you. So I think it's really important to assess that, or if you've had any changes, or maybe now you know, you didn't know something in October where, you know, I've got a surgery on the docket, something like that. And it can just be as quick as, how's my plan going to cover that? Is there anything that would cover me perhaps stronger?
You know, and if this is the year that you're turning 65, this is going to be the year that you are going to be when that enrollment period rolls around, the annual enrollment in the fall. You're going to want to attend one of these seminars. We've got webinars coming up, special events and more, one that Sean's going to be hosting. So she's going to run all that information. And I'm going to remind you, the seminars are free, but you have to register. And how can you do that? You can call 888-818-6334 right now and reserve your space. Or it's much easier if you just go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, and you can register there. A lot of room, a lot of opportunities, but you have to register to be a part of these seminars. And this is some of the neighborhoods they're coming to, and there could be one near you very shortly.
And again, we mentioned a few of them, but if you go on that website, that'll have a full listing. So if we say today, you know, this list of seminars, and you're like, well, that's not really in a neighborhood near me, go out and check that full listing, because I would bet good money on the fact that we're probably in a closer proximity to you if these don't work. So February 18th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the UPMC Health Plan Connect Center off Golden Mile Highway in Monroeville. February 25th, 6 p.m. Mutual Aid Ambulance Service on West Otterman Street in Greensburg. March 4th, Quality Inn on 300 Tarentum Bridge in New Kensington. And then February 19th, we're going to have those live webinars, 11 a.m. or 6 p.m., whichever works best for you. You can register for those online. You'll get your link and you'll get your follow-up information there. And February 22nd, 10 a.m., everything you wanted to know about Medicare but were afraid to ask, informational session. That's going to be going on at Christie Park Methodist Church in McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. I like these seminars because I've been to a few and they're really interactive. People, look, when you call a radio show, you don't really get that eye contact. You have kind of a limited amount of time, but they can do follow-up questions, get pamphlets, get information, and they're free.
And one of the things I do love about it, and you know, one of my favorite things when we do have people call in with a question, right? There's going to be other people in that room that maybe have similar questions.
Same question.
Or maybe ask a question that you didn't think of that's going to pertain to your scenario. And it's always a really good interactive, like I enjoy that conversation with the group. It's, you know, I absolutely love doing the radio show. And one of my absolute favorite things to do is present at those seminars and just have that conversation.
And you guys have really expanded your footprint. You're now doing stuff in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette too.
Oh, we are. Yes. So we're having an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which is extremely exciting. And, you know, got to help write some of those. So, you know, just really, you know, again, expanding that footprint and enjoying every moment of it.
All right. So what you need to do, you need to just sit back, relax. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll come back. We have a lot more to get to. We'll run the seminars and all that information again as well. But you can see the ones we mentioned and more by going to MediConnectInsurance.com. And if one of them, well, we'll fill the bill for you. All you need to do is click on MediConnectInsurance.com and go to the seminars tab, go to the date. and register, and they are free. So lots more still to come on the program, and our fourth and final segment is literally just moments away. We're going to recall all the topics that we talked about this week. And by the way, next week, we'll do it again for you. It is MediConnect, the inside connection. And those live advisors, right now until noon, if you want to book an appointment, never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back. We're going to kind of review what we talked about on today's edition of the Inside Connection. Winter-related questions for this crazy weather. Next hour, the guys from True Value. Then you want to get out of the weather. We're going to be talking Florida with Kristen Zapp. Of course, that at AAA Central is talking travel. And if you're dealing with some neuropathy issues, chiropractic care with Dawn Spaller, Dr. Dawn Spaller, Allegheny Health and Physical Medicine. We got a long way to go yet, folks. We're here until 1 o'clock today, so we're not even halfway done. So stay with us, your Pratt Pack on KDK. Go ahead, recap.
All right, so we did talk about the open enrollment period in a little bit more depth than usual. So in that last segment, we talked, you know, kind of about folks that might either have what is referred to as low-income subsidy, a.k.a. extra help from the federal government, or dual special needs status, which means you have medical assistance and Medicare. So LIS, or extra help, what that does, again, is that's a program from the federal government that you are eligible for based upon income. So you have questions that you think you might be eligible for that. Again, give us a call. We can, it's different numbers per how large the household is, so we can go through that with you. And that helps lower your premiums, potentially, and your drug copays. And for those folks, again, you can explore your plan options and possible premium discounts. So that can mean a plan that maybe costs a higher premium for most people, but if you have that extra help, we can knock off some of those bucks and get you a more robust benefit structure. Year-round special enrollments, or ability to change plans outside of AEP and open enrollment period, will be more limited for you if you have LIS, low-income subsidy, extra help. These are all the names the government gives it, right? And you want to review your options before March 31st. Same thing for what we call DSNP, or dual special needs plans members. So if you have medical assistance and Medicare, that's dual, right? You're getting state assistance, you're getting federal assistance or Medicare. You, again, can explore plan options, and these plans change every year. These plans, if you're a DSNP, have robust dental, vision, hearing, over-the-counter, transportation, and more, kind of like Medicare Advantage on steroids a little bit, right? Those benefits are going to be very extremely robust. And again, they used to have a year-round special enrollment or ability to change plans outside of the annual enrollment and open enrollment, but that's going to be, again, much more limited. Unless you're gaining Medicaid or losing Medicaid, it's extremely, extremely important to review those plan options. Or if you have Medicare and medical assistance and you never elected one of these plans, again, outside the open, you know, we want to make sure that you're able to review these options before March 31st. So give us a call, 888-818-6334. Rob, you always mention it, but there's not a cost for our services. It can be a 30-minute, there's no obligation to enroll.
That question during the week, when I'm out and about, it comes up at least a half a dozen, if not a dozen times. How does that work? How can they not? So explain.
So we are compensated by the insurance companies that we work with. A lot of those payments are standardized. So again, we aren't going to really, I don't want to say the word care, but we're not incentivized, right, to go with one company versus another company. Those premiums are standardized that we get paid. So upon an enrollment, we're paid, right? So, but our service is no cost always. We want to ensure that you're in the right coverage for you. And there's appointments that I go to, Rob, where somebody is in the right place. And we want to leave them there. We're always a resource. You can give us a call if you have a question. But, you know, if you're in the right plan that fits your needs, we're not trying to move you because, again, a lot of our business works off of word of mouth. So if we move somebody and put them in a position that's, you know, not as good, we're you know, not going to hear maybe Google reviews or referrals. And that's how a lot of our representatives, you know, they really do build relationships with folks, and folks want to send their friends and family members to them for assistance because the way they've been helped. So it's really important to us that your needs come first and you're getting that plan that fits your needs.
People just need to understand there is help, and it's about building relationships. It's not one and done. So once you set up that appointment, you meet who you're working with, you have this relationship moving forward as healthcare changes and evolves, as you change as far as your age, your health. you're going to be able to stay in constant contact with the people who are going to keep you on the right path.
And now you can tie that in with our client experience department, Rob, and we can kind of full service. What if your representative is out on an appointment? We're there 9 to 5 at the office to answer any questions that you might have. So give us a call as well. Introduce yourself to our client experience team because they're doing some phenomenal things back
Listen,
there.
I know we're on the radio and you're saying, but how do I know? Well, Google reviews, you'll find out they are truly the best at what they do. People absolutely have bought into how they do their job every day. Got a great YouTube channel. We mentioned the Post-Gazette, that weekly article that they're going to be putting in there moving forward. What we do on the radio, this is the single most source of what it is when it comes to getting the perfect healthcare. Now, there's nothing perfect, but it's pretty darn close. As long as you take care of yourself, you know that you're going to have a plan just in case things go wrong. They're going to do everything humanly possible to make sure that you're protected. And you're going to get rid of all of those sleepless nights worrying if you have the best plan or not by staying in constant contact. And if you have any single moment during the day that you have something that pops up because of something you heard or said or an experience that you had at the pharmacy or the hospital or doctor's office, you can call them at that toll-free number because you're just a phone call away.
We're right there for you, Rob. Oh. And if you're coming on to Medicare, if you're within that year to two of coming on for the first time and you've got questions, our seminars are a wonderful educational place to start. So we've got the in-person seminars February 18th, 6 p.m., UPMC Health Plan Connect Center off Golden Mile Highway in Monroeville. February 25th, Mutual Aid Ambulance Service on West Ottoman Street in Greensburg. March 4th, we'll be at the Quality Inn in Newcton. And then also our virtual webinars, which again have been really well attended, Rob. I'm loving these virtual seminars. And those will be live at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. on February 19th. Just have to register so you can get that link so that you can enter into the seminar. And then something new, we'll be doing a community event February 22nd at 10 a.m. Everything you wanted to know about Medicare, but were afraid to ask, informational session. So just like our seminars, you can go online and register for this one as well. And that's going to be at the Christie Park Methodist Church in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. So again, MediConnectInsurance.com. You can go get a full listing of all the seminars in a neighborhood near you. Or if you maybe aren't computer savvy, you can give us a call, 888-818-6334. And one of our live representatives can help you either answering your questions or helping you sign up for one of those webinars.
Listen, there's always help. So don't panic. I know a lot of you are going through a lot in your life and you get a bill or this comes up or you can't do this and you can't do that. And you're like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? All you need to do is make the toll-free number. Call it. If you make that call today, you're going to get in there and get an appointment. And more times than not, you're going to get the problem solved, right?
Absolutely.
All right, that's what you need to do. So give them a call, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. As we move forward now, Mark, next week, moving on, what are some of the things that we're going to be looking at as we move towards that March 31st, the deadline for the open general enrollment period?
So, you know, again, we've kind of changed our formatting a little bit. So Lance, again, being our CEO, will be bringing kind of industry news. Sean connecting us with the community. Mark will be giving live stories from the field. So I think next week will be really good to listen in to see if maybe there's a story that pertains to your situation. Because time, you know, January felt like a really long month.
Yeah, it sure did.
And then, I mean, maybe, you know, I did have a little bit of vacation last week, so maybe that's making the month fly a little bit more. But I looked and I was like, we're halfway through February. We're halfway through the open enrollment period, and we've still got a lot of people to help, so we got to get busy.
So did that guy get you something nice for Valentine's Day?
I got some flowers.
Nice.
Yes, I did.
Nice. Good stuff. Always a pleasure. Keep up the great work.
You as well, Rob.
All right, listen, short break, very short. Now we're going to talk about all the things that you need to know to keep going in the snow. Going to be down to those single digits as far as the temperature heading into next week as well, too. So you're going to get one question or two ready and give us a call on the True Value Home Improvement Show. That's coming up right after Rob Taylor checks the news, which is minutes away on KDK. But again, to get a hold of the folks at MediConnect, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. And if you want to book for the seminars now, you can do it by the phone. They're free. Or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on that seminars tab. More to come today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.